Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, one of the objectives of the Republican Party, and we've got to be very careful about this. I want to bring this to your attention because it just happened in the Senate yesterday, is that they are not only, I've referred to them, and it's not all of them, but some of the leadership, I refer to them as a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. That's what they really are. But it's not all of them. But it is the pro-Putin sorts. But anyway, the Republican Party has another objective. And I've said, warned you about others. For instance, every gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans in this state now would sign legislation placing the power to select electors for presidential races in the hands of the gerrymandered legislature, take it away from a popular election. There still could be a popular election, but it'd be a beauty contest. And that's bad. But there is a strong movement in the Republican Party to not just amend our Constitution, but to set it aside, tear it up, and redraft it. And you may say, come on, Matt, I'm not kidding. And here's how they'll do it. There is an article in the Constitution that was put in back when the Constitution was ratified as required by the Southern states that says that if three quarters of the states, no, actually, let's see, two thirds of the states vote to convene another constitutional convention, they can redraft the whole thing. Everything that Jefferson did, everything that Madison did, Franklin, John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, all of them. That's all, well, it's all old hat. Let's redo it. And you may say, come on, man. Those are icons. That's never going to happen. It's already started to happen. Because if you just try to amend the Constitution, that requires two-thirds of the Congress and two-thirds of the Senate to go along with it, and three-quarters of them to ratify. And there have been a number of amendments. They had one to get rid of the poll tax. They had one on presidential succession. But they're hard to get through. But tricking people into saying, yeah, let's just meet again and tinker with it. The problem with tinkering with it is that it's entirely a blank slate when you go in. And here's what just happened the other day. In fact, yesterday. The Wisconsin Senate, the Wisconsin legislature now is the fifth state to call for a convention of states. In this case, to amend the Constitution to impose term limits on members of Congress. And you may say, okay, well, I think there should be term limits on members of Congress. No. If you use that provision in the Constitution to open up the entire Constitution, you're not limited to that one thing. They trick people into saying that's all they want. I don't know if you knew this, but under Walker, we became one of the states to ask for one of those constitutional conventions as opposed to an amendment, constitutional amendments to balance the budget. People who don't know anything about economics say, yeah, well, we should do that. But here's the problem. And some Democrats even will say, yeah, let's have a constitutional convention and then we'll put Roe v. Wade in the Constitution and we'll get rid of Citizens United in the Constitution. Do not fall for that. Do not fall for that. Any constitutional convention dominated by lobbyists, it'll be in Mar-a-Lago or the Bellagio in Las Vegas or Caesar's Palace or somewhere, lobbyists all over the place. If we were drafting the original Constitution now, the Bill of Rights would never pass. First Amendment wouldn't pass. The Fourth Amendment wouldn't pass. The Fifth Amendment wouldn't pass. The trick that they're trying to pull is to get your favorite issue. Is your favorite issue term limits of congressmen? Okay. Favorite issue is balance the budget? Okay. Favorite issue is put Roe v. Wade in the Constitution? Okay. Favorite issue is get rid of Citizens United? Okay. let's just all get together and momentarily set aside what Jefferson and Madison and Hamilton and Jay and Franklin and Washington and the rest did, and we'll just address those. But they won't. They will not. What they will do on all of these provisions, the lobbyists will go over them with a fine-tooth comb, and they'll put little tails on them. So the First Amendment, they'll say, comma, you know, First Amendment requires separation of church and state, that there be no established religion, which is what gave rise to separation of church and state, freedom of assembly, freedom of press, freedom of free speech. DeSantis and his people will put in a little comma, but nothing in this amendment entitles people to protest in a way where some members of the protests commit violence. They can shut any protest down that way, but they'll only shut things like Black Lives Matters. They will not shut down January 6th, the insurrection. On the Fourth Amendment, there will be something like that stops unreasonable searches or seizures and requires warrants, search warrants. They'll say, comma, except that nothing in this amendment shall prohibit no-knock warrants, and in exigent circumstances, the police can go in. That'll go in there. The Fifth Amendment, the right to due process. The right to due process. They'll say, but not, comma, nothing in this amendment shall carry the implication that, and then it'll weaken it. The 14th Amendment, passed after Lincoln was assassinated, applied the Bill of Rights to the states. They'll say, comma, but nothing in this amendment shall apply this to the states. Now, most people don't understand legal jargon. They yawn. But you're yawning because you are the beneficiary of 200 years of constitutional development in a variety of Supreme Courts. The Constitution, and in particular the First Amendment, and in particular the provision that says there's no established religion, is the greatest, most profound document in the history of this country and in the history of the world. If an evil day ever came around, and we lost the entire Constitution, but kept the First Amendment, separation of church and state, freedom of press, assembly and speech, and protest, the whole Constitution would grow back in a generation. But if an evil day ever came, and we lost the First Amendment, but the rest of the Constitution stayed, the whole Constitution would wither and die in a generation. Many countries, communist countries in Africa, authoritarian countries, just Xeroxed our constitution. They all say, oh, we have that. But their secret police still knock on people's doors at 2 a.m, drag them out and torture them. And they'll say, well, that this is justified because of this and that. Do not lightly give up what you have. Find out what you have. Half of the reason people give things up is because they're ignorant about what they have. Do not give up what you have. And a wing of the Republican Party is trying to make you do that. This has been a great show. We're coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins, a very tragic set of events, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. A lot more to talk about tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.